Hi, everyone. I'm Jim Hall, and thanks for attending my lightning talk about why your PC only has 16 colors, and why is there a bright black anyway? So as I said, I'm Jim Hall, and I've done a number of things in open source software, but one thing you might know me from is the founder and project coordinator of the FreeDOS project. Now, if you've ever booted FreeDOS or any other operating system into plain text mode, you probably notice you only have these 16 text colors. I am talking only about text in this case. You're getting these 16 text foreground colors and actually only 8 text background colors. Why only 16? Why only 8? And why are they called black, blue, green, cyan, red, magenta, brown, and white? Where do those color names come from? Well, like many things in technology, it really comes down to compatibility. And with text color, it actually goes back to compatibility with the original IBM PC. Released in 1981, the IBM Personal Computer 5150, and actually specifically the IBM Color Graphics Adapter, the IBM CGA. All the decisions about text color that you see today in 2021 actually date back to 1981 and the original IBM CGA. So to talk about color, let me briefly talk here about binary. So as you might know, binary is just a series of things that are on or off. It's like a light bulb. It's either on or it's off. And PCs, certainly retro PCs, like to think in a series of 8 things that are on or off. Each thing that's on or off is called a bit. And when there are 8 altogether, that's called a byte. And so here I've represented these 4 different numbers using light bulbs or using little circles showing the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. So the number 1 is just a series of off plus an on in the 1 position. 2 is a series of off plus an on in the 2 position and an off in the 1 position. If I have an on in both 1 and 2, well, 1 plus 2 is 3. And then at the bottom row, you can see it's a series of zeros except an on in the 4 position. So that's how we can count in binary. And you can count all the way up to 255 using binary in an 8-bit system. Of course, we don't actually represent binary using little light bulbs anymore. We actually just use the numbers 1 and 0 to represent on and off. And so here I've got those same numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 represented in binary using zeros and ones. And that's really all you need to kind of understand why color looks the way it does. So let's talk about color. So I can take color and represent it as 3 different light colors, red, green, and blue. And if I mix those, I can actually get a variety of different colors, right? So if I have red, green, and blue all happening at the same time, I get white. And if I have all of them turned off, of course, I get black. And I can mix any 2 colors to get a variety of other colors as well. And in fact, if you look back on the original IBM CGA and the original IBM color display, each pixel was actually a series of red, green, and blue dots. They were just so close together, they just looked like a single dot. You can see I've drawn a little square around each pixel that would have been on the screen. So again, every color was being represented as a mix of red, green, and blue. Well, if it's red, green, and blue, and I have them on or off, well, I can represent that through binary. It's either on or it's off. And so red, green, blue, RGB, I'm going to represent that as binary. And so each one of these binary numbers is really R, G, and B. And that's why if I have 001, that means only blue is turned on. So I get a blue color. And if I have 100, that means I've only got red turned on and I get a red color. And if I have 101, that means I've only got red and blue turned on and I get sort of a magenta color. And if I have all of them turned on 111, I get full white. And if they're all turned off, of course, I get black. So that's a great way. I can actually get 8 colors. I can get 0 to 7. I can get black to white. Well, IBM engineers were smart and they realized we can actually add an extra bit and we can double the colors. And so that's what they did. They added an extra bit. And so the rule was, is that now we don't have just RGB. We have iRGB because the left bit now is an intensity. And so if I have the intensity turned on with a 1 on the right-hand side, you can see that those colors of 1000 to 1111, those are all bright colors. And so I've got bright black to bright white. And if I have the intensity turned off, so I've got 0, like I've got 0000 or 0111, well, I'm going to display the color at, let's say, some half intensity, some half bright intensity. So that gives me just regular black through white. And that gives me now 16 colors, and I can probably stop here. Oh, wait a second. I actually don't have 16 colors because black and bright black are actually the same color because I don't have red, green, or blue turned on at all. So, okay, we can fix this. We can do an adjustment. So we're going to modify that iRGB. And we're going to say if it's low intensity, if that intensity bit is turned off, it's set to 0, then certainly if any of the bits in R, G, and B are set to 0, it's going to be off. But it's set, if it's set to 1, I'm going to set that to like a 2/3 brightness. With the intensity turned on, so it's a 1 in that leftmost bit position, then for any zeros in red, green, and blue, I'm actually going to turn that to a 1/3 intensity. And any ones in R, G, and B, I'm going to set that color to be a full brightness. And so that means that now I've got these 16 actual colors from on the left, black to white, and on the right hand side I've got bright black to bright white. And by the way, that is why you have bright black. And so now I've got all the colors that I need. I've got all the colors of the rainbow, except, oh wait a minute, I actually don't have all the colors of the rainbow here, because if you remember, your colors of the rainbow are actually red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And I can kind of fake it with the blue, indigo, and violet. And I certainly have red, yellow, and green, but I actually don't have orange. Orange wasn't on that list. So how am I going to get around that? Well, the IBM engineers are very smart, and they figured out a way around that. So they said, okay, for the low intensity colors, yellow is actually going to be orange. And we're going to do that by making green have like a 1/3 brightness. And so then if I look at this color range, I get from on the left-hand side, the low intensity black through white with yellow is no longer yellow. It's actually orange, although IBM had to mess it up somewhere. And so it's not actually called orange, it's called brown. And on the right-hand side, we've got the bright black all the way up to bright white. And that is the color set that you find on plain text. But why do we only have 16 colors? This answers why we only have 16 colors for the foreground, but it doesn't answer why we only have these 8 colors on the left for the background. Why is that? Well, it actually comes to how the bits are represented in a full byte. So clearly I've got 4 bits that I'm using for full foreground text colors. So foreground, 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 and that's the iRGB bits. The background colors, since I only have 8 of those, that's clearly going to be using only 3 bits, and that's just RGB. Well, what's that last bit? What's the last one that's going to fill up my full byte? Well, it's the most important part of user interfaces ever, and that's blinking text. So the leftmost bit is the blink, called the blink bit. And if you have that turned on a CGA system, your text will blink. And by the way, later VGA systems allowed you to reset what the blink bit did. And it would actually give you bright background colors. So if some of you are saying, oh, you actually do have these bright background colors, you're using a VGA system. But on the original CGA system, that was a blink bit. Anyway, thanks very much for attending this lightning talk about why your PC only has 16 colors. My name is Jim Hall. I'll be happy to take questions in the chat.